The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Hi there, Harley Kant.
Hi there, Chris.
Now, what's the go with Donald Trump's former security advisor, Michael Flynn, having his sentencing delayed?
This is really something. When the prosecution tells a judge the defendant has cooperated and asked for leniency, that's typically what happens, because that means the lawyers from both sides of the case are asking for leniency, no jail time. In it. The federal judge, Emmett Sullivan, tried to get retired General Michael Flynn to back out of his deal with prosecutors and plead guilty to lying to Congress. And so, of course, he said, no, I'm not going to change my plea because, you know, this would have let the judge throw the book at him.
Yeah, yeah.
So why would you do that? So the judge, you know, made a little speech, called him a traitor, said some other things to him, stormed out of the court, postponed sentencing again, telling the lawyers to come back to him with a status report on March 13th. Now, nothing's going to change. The defense wants no jail time. Special counsel already made his deal, can't really back out on it. Michael Flynn's unlikely to volunteer to go to jail. And so while the judge could send him to prison anyway, that would look pretty petty, and it would make for, you know, pretty easy appeal, most likely.
Right. Got it.
It's just fascinating stuff. The judge really just wants to be able to make an example, and he's not being allowed to do it and doesn't like it.
Yep. Now, tell us about this brain tumor miracle in Texas.
Isn't this something? In Mays County, Texas, there's a girl who had an inoperable brain tumor. The doctor said there was nothing they could do, that she was, you know, on her way out. She loves to ride horses and that sort of thing. The family said they had to pray, and they prayed. They got everybody to do that. The brain tumor is gone. They took her back for her most recent checkup. The doctor said, we can't understand it. We don't know how this inoperable cancerous brain tumor called diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, or DIPG, could vanish.
Wow. Great stuff.
Yep.
Good story, Harley. Thank you very much, mate.